Hey.
Hey, what are you
How are
doing?
you? Huh?
What are you doing
I'm in the garage prepping.
for this podcast?
Yeah.
What preparation have you done so far?
Well, I wrote today in my journal about the weekend, so I pulled that up so that I could reference the timeline of
Well, one,
things.
we're already podcasting, so the world knows that you have a journal.
I thought that was the case. That's why I didn't call it a diary,
Thank you.
because that's what I normally call it.
Second, I don't think you need to prepare for this podcast. But now that you have an entire fucking timeline written out, an itinerary. Can itineraries be in the past?
I have no idea. I don't know what itinerary technically means.
Yeah, good
Is
call.
this
Me
like a
either.
plan? A plan?
I think so. Okay, so you and I just completed my first full club headlining weekend, your first full club feature weekend. It was also our friend Alex Kaufman's first full club hosting weekend. A lot of
Pretty
firsts.
incredible. Pretty
Yeah.
incredible. The
Also, by the
odds.
way, well, yeah, we're going to talk about the odds. That's a good call, but
Okay.
it
Okay.
is also the pretty wild that or not pretty wild. Really an indication of what they do for holiday weekends where they don't expect anyone in attendance. So the weekend that we did was the Spokane Comedy Club 4th of July weekend. And it's also Customer Appreciation Weekend, which is a pretty clever those clubs are pretty smart, obviously, the way they market and stuff, but they gave away hundreds of tickets. But they gave them away to people who like had already been to shows, who were already on the email list, right? So there's probably some pre-selection for not shitty audience members. There's a reputation of free audience members being bad. But
Right.
I don't think we really ever had like a truly bad audience. There was one audience that seemed kind of tired and maybe drunk.
Yes.
And then there was the last show. I had a stretch where every like moles in your yard, every bad audience member surfaced in like a 3 minute period. But yeah, talk about the odds. You wanted to bring up the odds. Talk about the odds. I love talking
No,
about the
just
odds.
the odds, one that three comics, and there's more even coming out of one city would make it to that level, playing at one of the biggest clubs. Well, it's the biggest club in the state, is it not?
Like the biggest club, meaning like has the most seats? Is that what you mean?
I mean, I guess. What else?
Like the sells the most tickets, has the
Is there a
most.
bigger club
Is
in any facet in the state?
does big mean has the most seats or sells the most tickets? Because I bet you Tacoma rivals it in terms of ticket sales.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I mean, I think Tacoma's got, they have like early shows every Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, I bet you Tacoma rivals it in ticket sales.
Well, fuck me.
Yeah, you fucked up, Jess.
Well,
Tacoma Comedy Club, that is. That's the where like you're in my home club.
yes, yeah. But at any rate, just the fact that three friends from the same city could all be playing the same club doing our first big weekend in three separate tiers of comedy, I think the odds are pretty slim. I don't think a lot of people can say that.
Yeah, to have both of you start at basically the same time as me and remain one and two tiers behind, the odds are so low.
It's incredibly disappointing.
The other thing about that is, what's funny about that is I love making jokes like that, but also the other thing that people don't know is you and I originally shared a hotel room. That was the plan, was to share a hotel room. And then Alex got booked on the show and he lives in Montana. And I have you've told me that I have good boundaries. I don't know
Yes.
that I put them on display this week.
Yeah.
Because we brought in a rollout bed so that a third person could sleep in our hotel room.
It was very cinematic. It seemed like a buddy comedy was happening.
Except for nobody was my buddy. I think everyone got sick of me at a point.
No, I had fun. I think it was a lot of fun. I could do another weekend.
Yeah, we'll just not invite that Alex guy.
Yeah.
No, I did a weekend with him in Montana where we drove like fucking 800 miles in 3 days or something like that.
Oh, geez.
So anyway, first, I guess like I remember my first feature weekend very well. It was actually also at Spokane Comedy Club. I opened for Megan Gailey, who is a comedian that I've one, is very funny, but two, like that weekend was very influential in my comedy. In fact, actually, so Megan Gailey, I featured a dude named Folger Emerson hosted. And I told you this story, which is that we all went to have sushi and got all three of us got food poisoning.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
But also, she paid for it. Like a benevolent headliner. She used to open for Anthony Jeselnik.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I think he's reputedly very generous with his openers.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think she took that, and then I try to like, I mean, if fucking giving you guys a spot in my hotel room wasn't enough, and booking you on the shows, myself, not myself, but kind of, I mean, I had like 60% influence on both at least. If that wasn't enough, I think I also like, I mean, I didn't buy a meal, but we didn't eat that much.
I came back probably 10 pounds. My plan was to gain 10 pounds on the trip, and I think I lost 10 pounds.
Well, you definitely have a lot of weight to lose, so
Yeah, it was, I mean, it was probably for the
you're a disgusting fat slob.
best.
No, you have we talk about it on a regular basis. You've got multiple sclerosis, and that's part of the thing that prevents you from, like, I think a confluence of factors, but most of them are attached to multiple sclerosis, right?
Yeah.
That makes it
They're
difficult for
not.
you to gain weight.
Yeah, the sclerosis, you'd think they'd be heavier, but
Yeah, these
not the case.
scleroses are very light.
Very light.
Am I the only
Almost.
person that uses the plural of scleroses? Is that even a word?
I believe it is. I think I'm pretty sure that's proper.
Gotcha.
I don't refer to them that often, and nor does my neurologist, but I believe it's sclerosis if you're saying plural.
Gotcha. But then multiple sclerosis. Pretty confusing.
Well, it's a confusing disease.
Have you
I mean,
considered pitching a different name?
I've considered a lot of things. Pitching a new name for my disease wasn't one of them.
Well, you're a coward, Jess.
That could be.
So you and I started comedy roughly the same time. You, I think, at least a year before me.
Yeah, year and a half, something like that.
And then for the listeners, we might have talked about this on a past podcast, but the second open mic I ever did was at an open mic. It was at a coffee shop slash live music venue slash like tremendously overpriced bar.
Yeah.
For no non-comedian audience members, except for a friend of mine, except for one comedian's girlfriend, basically.
Yeah.
Bombed hard. Little did you know. That day, imagine if someone told you that day that I would be the headliner on your first feature weekend.
Yeah, it's a surprise. But you definitely rose to the occasion, I would say. You did a wonderful job.
Oh, man. Jess wants to get booked again. That's why he's... This is not what he says off the podcast.
No, man. You did great.
Yeah, it was... Well, and I think it was kind of... I heard a thing, a comedian say this about you one time at a point when I would say... And you'll know, you know who the comedian is. The one you're thinking of. That's the one it is. He said, oopsie, gave away a gender. Gave away a preferred pronoun. So now you have to narrow it down to just the men that do comedy. He said that you basically, like, it was at a time when you weren't putting in a lot of effort.
Yeah.
And he was like, to basically come into comedy with, like, already knowing your voice.
Mm.
And then to give it such little effort was frustrating. But that was a different time.
Yeah.
You know, it might not be on accident that I started after you and I was headlining the weekend that you got your first feature weekend.
Yeah, I don't think it was.
So
definitely a difference in work ethic, I would say.
Well, I mean, I certainly think, like, yeah, I've done a lot of deliberate things. I haven't done, like, I haven't done any, like, empty calorie festivals, for example. Came close. I've come close a couple times, Jess. I never took an improv class. I guess, by the way, these aren't supposed to be specifically aimed at you. But now that I realize they're both.
Each one.
God, you really made these mistakes. Directly. Have you ever written for like a parody news website? Because I'm ready to shit on that too. If you want. I mean, I basically, like, from the time I started, wanted to be better at stand-up.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be better at the stand-up part of stand-up, like joke writing, joke telling, not, I mean, I think I already, like, not to suck my own dick, but I think, like, the crowd work, kind of like the things you would justify an improv class to yourself for, I think I'm pretty good at that stuff already. So, anyway, that's, I think, one. I went in with like a deliberate plan. Like, if I'm going to do this, this is where I see the path. I'm going to stick to that as devoutly as I can. Two, you quit twice since I've known you.
Yeah. Yeah. I quit for shit. Exactly two years. Like COVID included. And then I quit. Other than I was doing Shocker, so once a week I was hosting an open mic for a year. But other than that, not pursuing comedy in any facet because I was on probation.
Oh, yeah, because you're a disgusting felon.
Yeah, well, not anymore. I have a clean slate. My record has been expunged.
But if you're out there listening, considering booking Jess, just know... He has committed a felony.
I have a criminal past, that is for sure.
You sound like a hardened criminal.
I believe I am still technically not allowed in Canada for another, like, 4 years.
Oh, wow, and you seem so Canadian.
Yeah.
Your personality, has anyone ever told you seem Canadian?
I get Midwestern. People
Right.
think I'm from like Wisconsin.
Canadian light.
Sort it's close. I am actually I believe I have First Nation in me. If I can prove it, then I'll really be somewhere.
Then they might let you into Canada.
So fingers crossed. I think I got something going for me there.
To clarify, you mean specifically a tribe that is from Canada.
Correct. Yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yes.
Do you know what the name of the
What is
tribe is?
now French Canada, northern northeastern part of Canada.
Quebec?
Yeah, probably. I don't know the specifics.
All right. All right. This is great so far. So we've I think by the way, the only gigs you and I have ever really done together, these like the only weekends for sure. One, we drove so goddamn much. Basically Seattle to Montana, Big Fork, Montana and back with stops in Pasco and Moses Lake, but in all these cases, I've been fucking exhausted at like
Yeah.
various points.
Yeah, for sure.
I put stress on the weekend by having a day job and choosing to work it even when
Yeah,
I'm doing comedy.
it's pretty impressive. Pretty impressive what you
God, I'm so impressive, Jess. I'm so impressive.
do.
People should be more impressed. So, how did you think your weekend went?
How do I think my weekend went?
Yeah.
It went well. It felt good to. I it was my first opportunity to do like five back-to-back feature sets and really get a chance to like work that out and find a good groove with it. So that was good. I wrote a lot in like new lines and adjusted orders of lines and jokes. And I think I got things more honed now. But yeah, the weekend, I mean, probably, if not the best, one of the best weekends of my life, I would say.
Wow, you had a
Not
sad
to
life, Jess.
exaggerate, but it was certainly the biggest accomplishment of my life, as far as doing a full feature weekend for sure. And then it was just kind of like peppered in with all kinds of fun treats on top of that, which was cool.
Well, mostly sex in the hotel room.
Yeah, that was one of the better of the treats, I would say.
Yeah. What do we what the what were the treats? We played golf.
So played golf. So I played the best round of my life on what was that, Saturday.
Yeah.
You played the best round of your life on Sunday.
Yeah.
Let's see, Saturday night, my buddy Dylan showed up, drove all the way from Tacoma just to see me play,
Do you call
showed up
that
at the merch table.
okay, so you, I've heard people say like playing Spokane Comedy Club. I always say performing at, but then you say he came to see you play.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I don't
I
like it.
don't know.
He came to see you
Okay.
perform. What were you playing?
Yeah. Huh? I don't know. I feel like comedy is playing.
Don't know. I don't like it.
I can see, I can understand why. I guess I don't really have a lot of opportunities to refer to people coming to see me do a thing.
Gotcha.
So play is just what I jump to. But I feel like on stage, I'm playful. It feels like playing.
Boy, I'm never booking you again.
Yeah.
No, that was cool. I met Dylan, and Dylan, by the way, tell Dylan that I do like him because I feel like he thinks I hate him.
He thinks everybody hates him.
He goes, you're the Casey? I've heard so much about you. Like I was your boyfriend and he was your dad.
Yeah.
And And I was like, oh yeah. I mean, like, I just have one. Dylan in that state of intoxication was feeling this conversation on a sentimental level that I was not.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see
Like,
that.
I had just finished doing one of the most narcissistic things you can do, followed by an arguably more narcissistic thing, which is doing comedy and then selling merch with a line from a joke on it,
Right.
is truly one of the most narcissistic things you can do. And he's coming over like you and I, like he and I share some kindred bond through you, through golfing with you. And like we kind of do. He's not wrong. Dylan's not
Right.
wrong, but I don't think I
Yeah.
gave him what he needed out of the conversation. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he has a very, very high tolerance for alcohol, but that was probably the drunkest I've seen him.
Yeah, and he wasn't like embarrassing. If you're out there listening, Dylan, you weren't embarrassing. I thought you were fine.
No.
You could have hung
No, he
around.
handles himself very well. Very well.
In fact, I even said to him, I go, this was what was happening is people kept asking us to go do stuff with them. And what I don't think people always know is that comedians do not, well, let me rephrase. Me as a comedian, I do not go like party on the road.
No.
You've seen me. No, two weekends, so like three, it was like 3 or 4 days of road comedy. One day I worked my day job. I think that was the day we drank the most because we had a later tea time the next day.
Yeah,
And that
yeah.
was like, I mean, like 7 drinks, which isn't, I mean, there's people who would be permanently ruined by that. I've got enough of a tolerance that that doesn't. That's not enough for me. And then yeah, Dylan came when we had like a 7:30 tea time the next day. And the exhaustion of playing golf the preview, especially me, man, you did it right by just not having any family live in Spokane. I visited family, so when you would be napping, I would be going and seeing my family.
I was not envious of your schedule on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, really packed it in. Really packed in
Yeah,
the.
man. Yeah, that seemed rough.
I did get like an hour and a half of sleep on Sunday, which if they were making a movie about three terrorists, they obviously wouldn't be in like we were in a pretty nice hotel.
It's
They wouldn't be in a nice hotel, but the sleeping arrangements would be
pretty
exactly the same. Just three beds in a room, one of them rolls away, probably a basement in the movie.
nice. Yeah.
But it was, and the reason I say it was like that is because we had blackout curtains. So it was like we were sleeping in a basement that got no light. And just like I woke up at one point and I was like, just watched, I looked at you and Alex Kaufman just adoringly, like my two children. No, Alex was like laying on his back, like he'd been posed that way for his coffin. I think you might have been laying on your back also, but I was like, this is I gotta stop this. I can't do this. I gotta have my own space. Also, I'm not writing when there's three dudes in a room. I'm not doing any writing that weekend. I'm not getting any projects done.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The golf was good. I was very happy with the golf. I walked like 80,000 steps in 4 days or something like that, which is good.
Jesus.
Well, you probably walked the same amount. You also golfed those rounds and you hit the ball much worse, so you probably actually walked more.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I got a lot of nice messages and feedback from people. I will say this, the first couple nights, you had like a little bit of a fan club. I had people buying my merch. You had like a fan club. And I was like, this is fucking annoying. Like, are you going to acknowledge this fan club, or are you just going to fucking laugh and not bring it up?
Yeah. So there was a young woman that was a
Ooh.
fan that wanted to buy a shirt, and then she just kept bringing up more and more friends she was with and like forcing them to buy a shirt.
Yeah.
And it seemed like I don't even think she paid for her own shirt. She had a friend come up and give me a card.
Man, what a
And
life
I,
to live.
yeah. Yeah, so I sold I think six shirts that night, and I believe five of them were to her and her friends.
Ooh, this is also your first full weekend selling merch, isn't it?
Yeah, and I fucked up big time by not having enough.
Yeah, it was great for me though that you did not have enough.
You sold quite a bit on Sunday there.
Yeah, I think I sold probably like well like $400 worth.
Damn.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. I mean, I kind of, I'll be honest with you, I do some forecasting in advance. I did some forecasting to decide how many shirts to buy, and between not going to Skyline because my flight got canceled and my sales here, I'm a little behind the forecast, Jess.
Oh boy.
But that's all right. It's soulless no matter what, so who cares? Yeah, you sold your 20 shirts, basically doubled your income for the weekend.
Yeah. That felt good.
It's like a real kind of clicks the middle class of comedy into focus. Like you can be in the middle class of comedy if you keep getting booked on stuff like that, but also sell good merch. Like you could make an extra, like I don't know, would you an extra $400 or something like that.
Yeah, it definitely is motivating to book more and more gigs. Because it's like even if the gig doesn't pay well, it's an opportunity to sell merch.
Yeah, I did a show with Ronan Hirschberg once where I think I got paid $100 to feature and he got 200 to headline. And then I sold like eight shirts. And he's like, "Did you fucking make more money than me on this show?" He's
Did he
never.
not have merch at the time?
I don't know that he. Maybe he has merch now, but he's kind of one of these purists.
Yeah, that makes sense. He doesn't strike me as a merch guy, I suppose.
In fact, I think he even had a joke and did it that night that made fun of comedians who sell t-shirts.
That's an interesting thing to make fun of.
Yeah.
Making money.
I mean, I will give him this. He did walk the walk. He was living in an apartment with three roommates at the time or something like that. Like he was subordinating his life to make not selling merch work. And he's a great comic and has gotten a lot better since then even. And so, but yeah, it was funny to, I wish I didn't have to because it sucks. I wish I could just sell enough tickets that I could make, you know, whatever, 5 grand in a weekend with and never have to fucking do a merch pitch. Never have to
Yeah.
decide my jokes based on what shirts are in my bag, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I feel like at a point though, you don't need jokes to sell merch, and then you would still want to sell merch because it's extra money, you know?
Yeah. Well, wait, how boring is this conversation that I'm yawning fucking a half hour into it? That's what the fucking listeners are doing too.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I mean, I guess I'm new to selling merch, but I'm definitely hooked on the idea.
Yeah, well, poverty will do that. Like the other thing is, and you don't have this burden, but I have like, you know, a wife and kids. You have a girlfriend. The fiance. I'm not taking your, I'm not taking all your burden away. But the calculus for how much money I have to make to justify leaving my family is different from yours.
Yeah, for sure.
Also, you live in a home with your in-laws,
Correct.
which I do not. So you leave a communal situation. Sleeping in a like room with me is almost like you've downsized your roommates.
It's definitely a trade-off, the snoring for the amount of people I'm around.
Also, I got a lot of slander for snoring, but one of you assholes snores too.
Was Alex.
You were sure of this?
He said he snored.
Okay. He complained about my snoring as though he doesn't snore.
He told me that his girlfriend said that he snored.
This was a classic, by the way, and I hope he listens to this, but this is exactly the Alex that we got to know this weekend. Is a guy who just lobs a fucking grenade of an opinion, knowing just massive hypocrisy awaits if we analyze him in any fucking way. You too, by the way. What were these opinions? Oh, the opinions were like mango and black cherry, White Claw are the least popular flavors.
I said I
Alex said this. Now you don't take credit for. I mean, you're gonna incriminate yourself on this one too?
I said too that I figured mango was the least popular because I said it was my least favorite of the ones that I had tried.
Right, and I think there's people who feel that way, but it's also the only it's one of those are the two flavors that they sell in bulk.
Yeah, correct. Yes. That is
Also,
true.
you're dog shit about broccoli being unhealthy and not a real vegetable. People of the audience, for the love of God, can you fucking, if I wish you would be on Twitter so that people would just shit on you about this. Find him on Instagram. Is it I'm Jess Everett?
I'm Jess Everett. Yeah. Yeah,
Comment
I'm Jess
on
Everett on
all of his
Instagram.
photos, random photos for till the end of time, that broccoli is healthy and a real vegetable.
I had broccoli today. I was gonna tell you.
You piece of shit.
I did
You
have
piece
broccoli
of
today.
shit. God, Alex had a couple more. Alex and I got very combative.
Yeah, you're both. You both have very strong opinions. I would say Alex has got to be the worst to go to a restaurant with. He is, you're particular, but Alex is like a particular just in a very aggressive way.
Explain that. How am I particular? What do you mean I'm particular?
You got something to say about goddamn everything. You know
Oh,
that.
yeah, that's fine. I'll cop to
But
that.
Alex is a very cultured individual. He's
Oh,
been
fuck you.
all over the
Fuck
world.
that.
He's
He's
been
been
this
on
place and
military
that.
bases everywhere.
So
Like,
then
oh my
well, he's a
God.
military kid. Military kids go all over the place. He can't help it. It's not like he
He's
paid
not
for it,
wearing
you
a
know what I mean?
beret and smoking a
He's
French
not
cigarette, okay? He fucking lives on a base full of
it's
Americans.
he wasn't like studying abroad. He's just part of a military thing there. But like his he's got
I'm so
what I
fucking grossed
suppose
out by it. Just he'd be like, I think I've known more Asian people than you, because he lived on a military base in Japan.
Yeah, he went on and on about how the best rated ramen places were the worst and that the worst rated ramen places were the best because they were the most authentic. He really went on and on about food that he did like and didn't like, but it was mostly food that he did not like.
Oh my God. I'm so glad I wasn't there for this because I don't think I'd be friends with Alex anymore. What a stupid. Oh my God, what an idiot. Is this must have been when I was on stage.
We spent an hour in a hotel isolated with each other, and then he just kind of took over the airtime with talk about cuisine
Give me some
and
more. This is the most
his
asinine
distaste.
shit is the actually the bad is the good and the good is the bad. With no, I have no evidence of this. It's just I it's just Yelp in every city. I just happen to have a perfectly calibrated analysis of Yelp in every fucking city. Oh my God. Tell me another one. Give me another one, 'cause I'm what an idiot.
So he went to that. So on Thursday, no, Thursday we drove there. So Friday you worked, kind of. You were technically on the clock
Take it easy. Take it easy. My
at a
boss found my
job
TikTok
you
recently, so take it easy.
had. You, I think you all were taking it easy. So I got to hear a
I think the
meeting.
problem is, Jess, is that you work construction, and so when you work, it's very obvious that you're working. And when I work, when I'm in silence, you don't understand. You're too stupid, Jess, is what I'm saying.
That you're doing work in your head, you're preparing for a phone call
Yeah,
about golf.
about golf. Oh yeah, that was yeah, I did talk to my coworker about golf, but then we talked about real business shit.
I heard two conversations. Anyway, so you sent me off to lunch, me being the low man on the totem pole.
At the time.
At the
By
time,
the way,
no, I was happy
hold
to
on.
do it.
You know
Happy to
what? You
do
know what? Actually, one, I was my intention was to repay you for this meal at some point via either giving you cash for having picked up my meal or buying you a meal like adults do. Though I do think, by the way, the when we switched the green fees, I think I got fucked. But I will, I'm gonna let you tell about this errand that I had you run, but I want you to know that I'm acknowledging before you even start that was not the last errand I asked people to run for me.
No, so we were both hungry, and we picked. There were several restaurants to choose from, but you picked either, was it El Cachina?
That is not
Cachino?
what I picked.
A
Oh, wait.
taco place.
Oh, yeah, that
It
was
was
I gave
either.
you two choices.
Yeah, it was either a taco place or a little like cafe place that
There were not
had
that many places to
sandwiches and
choose
stuff.
from, by the way, because I kept trying to find places and they kept being closed.
Well, also we were trying to choose places that were walkable.
Walkable had a salad,
Yes.
which Spokane, Washington, not overflowing with salad, it turns out.
Not big on salad. So I don't remember the name of the place. It was fancy. I waited.
Wiley's.
Wiley's, that's right. Yes,
Because
very good
it
memory.
was fancy, did not sound fancy by name.
Yeah, it was odd. It was odd. So I got there. I walked and I got there a bit early, and I was the first customer there. And the guy treated me like I was a lot wealthier than I was. And
Hell yeah.
that was odd. But yeah, I had a good French dip. What did you have? A salad? You had the beet salad?
Yeah,
Beet chicken salad?
this is re-traumatizing me to a couple things. One, they didn't send the salad dressing, which was very annoying.
Oh, that's right. I had to run and get blue cheese for you, the
Yeah.
second of the errands.
I think the last of your errands.
Yeah, there weren't a lot. There weren't a lot.
But then you ate your sandwich. There's like a built-in end table between the two beds that has a drawer that comes out. And you opened the drawer and set your French dip in there and your au jus in there. You'll see what you're gonna say, but I think what secretly I think you thought this was like gonna be a This was an au jus containment measure. Because there was a table and like a lounge chair.
Yes.
Available.
I did not see that table. I realize now, and I after spending two more days in that hotel room, that the table was very evident. I did not recognize the table at the time and thought that Casey's desk and workstation was taking up the only table. So I felt like the drawer was a perfect spot. Plus, that's you just shut the drawer and you got the garbage gone, you know?
Yeah, true. So. So those are your two errands, and then I really put Alex through it because I had so the first day I had him pick me up batteries on his trip. That's he went to Costco. I've never sent someone to Costco before. And then so that was the first day. Second day, I forgot my square reader so that I could sell merch to people who only had cards. And then the third day, this is the one that's like really damning. I told my wife about this, and she's like, so I misplaced my earbuds. And I have these very nice earbuds. They're very nice. They're also, I didn't buy them. They were a gift. So they're more expensive than I would spend on earbuds.
Yeah.
And so if I were to lose them, I would not replace them with themselves. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
So not having them doesn't mean like, You don't get them for 2 days. You got to wait 2 days. It means I never have them again the whole time. And so, the other part of this, again, putting stress on the trip, is our plan the whole time was that show ends, we finish selling merch, step out the back door, get in my car, on our way back to Tacoma.
Yeah, yeah.
We did all the stuff that led up to that. All the shit's in my car. Only to find out that I had misplaced my earbuds. So I sent young Alex Kaufman back to the hotel again to look to search for my earbuds, boy. Like
I'm just imagining. So I just had my first. I've hosted weekends at the Tacoma Club, but I just had my first hosting weekend at the Spokane Club in December. And I'm just thinking back to that time and how nervous I was to make a good impression on the club. And the idea of having to run back to a hotel during the show and make it back in time to close out the show is so nerve-wracking. He really handled it well.
No, he's got the kind of, I think he's got the same kind of anxiety that I have, which is where you're very aware of time all the time. And I can go like, so that means that when you're on the verge of being late, I bet he's freaking the fuck out.
Yeah.
But he also can go like, it's a 7 minute walk both ways. Casey's doing 50 minutes. I have this much time to be like comfortable on both sides of it. But mm-hmm. I will say this. One, agreed. It's like shitty. I admitted to it as it was happening. I felt bad the whole time. I think I conveyed that to Alex. I was not trying to like pull rank. He just happened to be the guy that could go do it. And I guess you could have done it too. I guess I could have said one
of them. Alex was ready and willing, though.
Alex is the man. Trooper. Alex is the man. Yeah. He had good sets all weekend. And as much shit as I'd like to talk about him, he did great. And I really appreciated him being there. Also, he absolutely did not treat me the way that he would have treated any other headliner in the fucking world. So, while I felt bad, I think that there was zero of him that was like, this is a headliner I respect. And it was all like, you know how you marveled at the odds of three people from the same city being on this show? He took that as like, this is how bad this show is because three dickheads who started in Tacoma are on it, you know? Or at least this is how, it was like an indictment of me. By the way, if you're looking to book him in the future, folks, he's very professional, good guy. He treated me like a buddy, which is what we are. We are buddies. I'm not a headliner that he doesn't know. I don't want him to treat me that way. But it is funny that I'm like, I'm treating him like my fucking personal assistant. Oh, man. Okay. And then the trips. So the trips there, trip back. Trip there, trip back. Pretty fucking exhausting. The trip there, I will tell you that if we had to drive another half hour, I think I would have had to stop and sleep on the side of the, or whatever, like at a rest stop or something like that.
The trip there? Wow, you didn't seem that tired. Trip back, for sure. The trip back, I would believe that, but the trip there, I didn't notice.
Yeah, I was like having that shit happen where you're like, you're driving along and you're like, oh, is that a human being running across the street? No, it's just the lights. It's just the lights in the distance.
Yeah.
You start to lose depth perception and hallucinate, you know, like, oh, is that a dog? Nope, that is not anything. It's actually just an empty stretch of street.
What time did we pull into town on Thursday? Or I guess it would have been Friday morning.
Yeah, it was about 1 a.m.
Okay, yeah, that's about what I figured.
And then I did this is like the smart move when you have like some money to spend. We show up, I did the valet. I think we got to sleep an hour earlier because I did the valet.
Yeah, that was nice.
They took our bags up to the hotel. The one thing is that hotel was so nice, and I don't know what it is about nice hotels, but I tipped, God, I probably tipped like $50 over 3 days.
You were tipping all over the place.
I was tipping. I tipped the fucking servers. I tipped when we went to the Spokane Comedy Club has a bar next to it called Gamers. I walked up. We get our drinks for free there, us the comedians, very generous of the club to do that. I tipped the lady $20.
Yeah,
I'm a fucking...
You tipped them? You tipped them the next night? You tipped the... I saw you left a tip in the green room for the staff when
I made $0 on this because I just gave it all away.
Very, very generous man, Casey McLean.
Yeah. I mean, and I, you know, didn't collect fucking gas money, even though Vladimir Putin has personally raised the gas prices in the United States. I will hold that over you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, and listen, any money you want.
Hey, also, I mean, to be fair, when you drove me to Montana, I did pay for 100% of the gas that time also. So, no, it's totally fair. Okay, well, Jess, I think you're probably... I don't think we have anything left to talk about. It was a very fun weekend.
Yeah, man.
I'll see you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, we're buddies. But I mean, it's like, I actually feel like this is a rare... I was talking to Gabriel Rutledge about this, because he gets to be a guy that gives people chances a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And he does, and he spreads the wealth, and it's like, it is very cool. And so, yeah, between Gabe and Megan Gailey... Two people that were like very, I mean, Gabe has done so much for me, but I want to be like equally benevolent, you know?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, when I have an opportunity. Also, the other thing is, and I said this to you and Alex, it's not an insult. It's I actually think you should take it as a compliment, but I could see twisting it as an insult. I don't think that you guys are like the only funny guys that could have been booked for this.
Right, yeah.
Or the only funny people, I should say. You're two people who are plenty funny for the show that I also get along with very well. Because you're guys that are you guys are easy to get along with, you know? Alex less so, but yeah, and I think that's like to be able to do shit for your friends that like they deserve to like give people and opportunities like really great. I remember when I used to host a show called Drink and Debate at Tacoma Comedy Club. I got to give so many people their first paid comedy show.
Ah, that's cool.
And not one of them appreciated it. I mean, I think they did at the time, but like nobody's like, there's people who fucking hate me now who I gave their first paid show to, and that it did
Wow.
nothing bad to them in between. And because comedians are absolute lunatics, they've decided that they hate me now.
Jeez.
And then there's fucking Jess Everett, who won't stop quitting comedy and just falls the ass backwards into a feature weekend, you know?
No, man, I am eternally grateful. You are a good friend and a good man.
I've paid Jess to say, literally paid him to say
All
that. All right. Thanks, buddy. I'll talk to you later. I'll whatever
right.
tag you and all this. I'm Jess
All right.
Everett on Instagram and then inactive on all other social media.
All right. Bye, everybody. Bye, Casey.
Bye.